It's 88.5 KCSN, and Sky Daniels proud to welcome Joss Tillman, the artist known as Father John Misty. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to have you out here on the day of the release of Pure Comedy.
Yeah.
It's a big day, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean,
for you, you've lived with these songs for a period of time.
Yeah, I have.
And now they get to get formally shared with the audience, and we right off the bat want to encourage our listeners to acquire the album either in physical or digital form, yes. Because you know,
acquire it physically by
beating
somebody up with it, beating up somebody that has it.
Oh, so a shared service.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's one way of approaching it. There was a quote that you said in an earlier interview not so long ago about the album. You called it a love letter to humanity.
That analogy came from, you know, I was just thinking about, like, when you fall in love with somebody, you know, you fall in love with the things about them that are absurd, or that are the parts of them that are in pain or that are vulnerable. And you don't fall in love, you don't have some kind of, like, checklist of things, you know what I mean?
Unless, like, you've seen the movie Carnal Knowledge.
Online dating kind of not that there's anything that wrong with it, but at all, but it does sort of present, like, kind of a worldview wherein love is equated with, like, compatibility, and compatibility is based on the rational. You know, and you don't fall in love for rational reasons, and in that same way, this is a very irrational love album, you know, where you don't, in order to, I guess, to critique something or to satirize it or whatever, you have to have, like, a very intimate knowledge of it. You have to kind of, like, know it intimately, and I think that's just kind of initially I set out to just make the most depressing album ever, because that was just sort of how I felt. And as time went on, I grow and change through the process of writing these things, you know, because I have to confront myself and confront my own tendencies towards cynicism or depression or whatever it is.
So says the dying man, once I'm in the box, just think of all the overrated hats running amok, and all of the pretentious, ignorant voices that will go unchecked, the homophobes, hipsters, and 1%, the false feminists he'd managed to detect. Oh, who will critique them once he's left? Oh, in for one more day to rate and analyze the world made in his image as if yet to realize what a mess, what a mess to leave behind. Eventually the dying man takes his final breath, but first checks his newsfeed to see what he's about to miss. It occurs to him a little late in the game, we leave as clueless as we came. From the rented heavens to the shadows in the cave, we'll all be wrong someday.
Some people to question the validity of the album as an art form. What's your stand on that?
Well, I think that there's a generation coming up whose minds are going to be blown by the, it's just like the, you know, it's this ecclesiastical thing, like everything is new again, you know, and there are kids who are like, they cannot believe, like, you know, I mean, there are a lot of kids who grew up on like just random singles and playlists and, you know, like a playlist for working out and a playlist for brunch and a playlist for when, thinking that music is this thing that you put on the background while you do other things. You know, that's kind of, it's kind of turned into this like numbing agent, you know, and there's really a kind of like nihilist message underneath that playlist culture, which is just like no human activity is really worth concentrating on, and you got to numb.
Concentrating every itself isn't worth concentrating on.
So there is almost something novel about now, novel again, about sitting down and putting on a record and listening to the whole thing.
A literal
like
album,
front to back, yeah,
like a vinyl.
Vinyl is nice because it demands your vigilance. You
exactly,
know, like you have to flip it. You know, you're there. And, you know, I mean, I think music has suffered kind of a cruel fate, you know? I mean, I read this anecdote. I can't really speak to the historical accuracy of anything I say, but I read something like Eric Satie was the first guy commissioned to make conversational music, which is like music that was meant to be played at a cocktail party or something. You were like music designed to be talked over. And the first time he tried it, he put it on and everybody stopped talking and he had to run around the room going like, no, like conversate, talk, you know? And now you can play music at like concussive, like weaponized volumes in public spaces and people will scream over it. You know, it
that's
really
known
is.
As a listening party in the record business.
Right. It's just, you know, so that can only go so far before somebody's gonna, you know, some generation, they're just gonna get really into like sitting around listening to an album and thinking that no one's ever done that before.
Soul focus.
That's the beauty of this whole cyclical thing.
Nothing but teens in ravines and antiques on concrete down here. And are you really as free as all the great songs would have me believe? Let me tell you why someday, birdie, you're gonna envy me. Some dream of a world written in lines of code. Well, I hope they engineer out politics, romance, and edifice, 2 out of 3 bad. Some envision a state governed by laws of business, merchant acquisition instead of violence. Oh, nations, where do I sign up? Take off, little winged creature. It's nothing but falling debris, strollers and babies down here. You may be up in the sky, but I paradise. Are just as deep and just as wide. What with all our best attempts at transcendence, something's bound to take. Soon we'll live in a global culture devoid of gender or race. There's just one tiny line. You're either born behind or you're free to peek inside. Oh, life as just narrative, metadata in aggregate. But the enigma of humanity's wrapped up finally, that as they say is that. And oh, that day can't come soon enough. It'll be so glorious when they finally find out what's bugging us.
Technology does seem to be, there's a rightful amount of concern that you express. I believe concern might be one word to apply to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Mad Men or something. I mean, I have these scenes in Mad Men where, like, they're the family's having, like, a picnic or something, and then they just, like, they've got their picnic blankets covered in trash, and they just, you know, billow their, you know, they just shake off their trash and leave it all in the park, you know. I do think there's a high probability that in 100 years or 50 years or whenever, you'd be like, oh my God, they kept these things in their pockets and they like pressed them to their heads all, and they gave them to their babies. Oh my God, can you believe, like, knowing what we know now, that, and, you know, I mean, that's like in Dying Man, you know, where it's just like we'll all be wrong someday. Right. Like, whatever it is that we think we know about the world is the foolishness of some future generation, you know. And it is absurd. I mean, these things, you know, I mean, they are like, technically, they are very impressive, but we use them to like rate restaurants. You know what I mean? Or like we use them to get like restaurant recommendations. Like so you could ask someone. You know, I mean, they are
just
exist. They exist so you don't have to talk to other people. And they are marketed in these like ridiculously kind of sentimental ways about like human connection and all that, you know? I mean,
well, that can't help but to create a certain cynicism.
Yeah,
especially
but
when
just
you
means
know
that
about
there's,
it.
You know, it and it's I think that there's something worth these ideas are not particularly again, like they're not really sophisticated ideas. This is like well, everything I just said is just like bad stand-up or something. Like if I was, you know what I mean? Like if I wasn't a musician and I just got and I just talked about this stuff, it would just be like bad observational stand-up comedy. But music does this just completely other thing, you know? And it's almost not even worth talking about the lyrics if you don't consider the way in which they're sung, you know, and even like melodies inform. It's why it's, I mean, songwriting is not poetry put to classical music. It's like there are things that you can say, and I say them very gently. You know, I mean, I'm not. I could be like literally screaming about this stuff. You know, but there is something where I think the sweetness, if I, you know, I mean, that's repulsive, but of the singing and the delivery and stuff is this other subtext to the whole thing where it's like, look, I know that you know this. We all know this, you know, and there's something about putting it out into the open and being able to laugh about it, you know, to if you when you acknowledge something's absurdity, then it has less power over you, you know. You can say, okay, what do we do now?
Betting Taylor Swift every night inside the Oculus Rift after Mr. and the Mrs. finished dinner and the dishes. And now the features definition is so much higher than it was last year. It's like the images have all become real. Someone's living my life for me out in the mirror. In the new age, freedom to have what you want. In the new age, we'll all be entertained. Rich or poor, the channels are all the same. You're a star now, baby, so dry your tears. You're just like them, waking up from the night. Na 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 na. Come on, oh, 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 oh. No God to rule us, no drugs to soothe us, no. Stuff, no love to confuse us. Not bad for a race of demented monkeys. From a cave to a city to a permanent party. Come on, no. Historians find us, we'll be in our homes, plugged into our hubs, skin and bones, a frozen smile on every face. As the stories replay, this must have been a wonderful place.
And it is a day of celebration, and it is an album that we encourage all our listeners to actually own and listen to, and certainly the words of Josh today have certainly, I'm sure, inspired, raised a lot of questions of their own, and next Friday, Coachella.
Is that this Friday?
Next Friday. That's that soon, and your good name's Lord. In big letters.
Got the big font.
Which is, you know, a pretty cool thing, I guess. And then you've got the show coming up on October 13th at the Greek. And, of course, it's Friday the 13th. I'm sure you planned it that way.
Oh, we gotta change that.
Oh, I thought that was your intention. And those tickets, the pre-sales start Monday at 10 a.m. for those tickets. And the tickets go on sale next Friday at 10 a.m. So pre-sale, I'm sure you can get more information at your website. And so Pure Comedy is out today. Josh is definitely alive and ready to take on his part of the world and there some. And thanks for coming out to KCSN. We had a blast.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
It's been great. It's been Josh Tillman, Father John Misty on KCSN.
Gonna steal some bed sheets from an amputee. I'm gonna mount him on a canvas in the middle of the gallery. I'm gonna tell everybody it was painted by a chimpanzee. But just between you and me, here at the cultural, no watermark. If it's fraud or art, they'll pay you to believe. I'm gonna take five young dudes from white families. I'm gonna mount them on a billboard in the middle of the country. I'm gonna tell everybody they sing like angels with whiter teeth. But just between you and me, they're just like the ones before with their standards lower. No, the concert goer will pay you to believe. And as the world is getting smaller, small things take up all your time. Narcissus would have had a field day if he could have got online. And friends, it's not self-love that kills you. It's when those who hate you are allowed to sell you that you're a glorious shit. The entire world revolves around, and that you're the eater, no, not the eaten, but that your hunger will only cease if you come binge on radiant blandness at the disposable feast. Just quickly, how would you rate yourself in terms of sex appeal and cultural significance? Do you usually listen to music like this? Can we recommend some similar artists? Are you feeling depressed, but your feedback's important to us? Gonna buy myself a sports team and put them in a pit. I'm gonna wage the old crusade against consciousness. All I need's a couple winners to get every loser to fight in it. Keep the golden calf, just need the bullshit. And they won't just sell themselves into slavery. They'll get on their knees and pay you to believe.